Man, you sort of used to before the I guess before you were doing your art on a canvas slash on a piece of paper, you were doing it on skin.
That's true.
Was that your first ever gig, or did you sort of go corporate, then tattoos, then now?
Yeah, pretty much, like with a few little intervals and things in between, but tattoos were there, and it was, I guess, a high stakes place to start.
Now, I think we were talking off air, and because I guess I thought we'd bring you in to talk about maybe some tattoo do's and don'ts and things that people might be considering as well. Maybe what like tattoos can mean, because you know you think, oh, this you might be like, oh, this Maori sort of pattern looks awesome. I'm going to get that, and it's like, well, hold on, no. Like, actually, in a wider context, it means a lot of different things, and I guess you've seen it all. You even told me that you used to do tattoos on yourself and your friend for fun, which to me is so crazy, because I have no tattoos. I have no knowledge about tattoos. And to me, doing something permanently like that as a bit of a fun thing is pretty wild. So you're very comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're all going to die. So here we are, skin and everything. It's all going to
go. It's just skin.
It's all going to go, right? It is just skin. Funny that you bring up do's and don'ts, because apparently buying a tattoo machine off eBay and tattooing yourself before you've properly learnt is a big don't in the tattoo community.
Yeah, right, because I saw a video of this kid, actually. I wish I could find it. It only just came into my head now, but there's this kid has a video on YouTube. He's like celebrating 100 subscribers.
Oh, no.
And he's at 16 and buys a tattoo machine. And I think he tattoos like a Chinese symbol for fortune or something like that. And I feel like he's going to regret that kind of thing. So you would say, even if it is just skin, you don't want to be having maybe that at your disposal, like, oh, just arm's reach away doing something permanently to myself.
Well, it depends. I mean, when I started, it was arm's reach away from a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Now I guess I'm arm's reach away from hopefully performing a decent tattoo.
Yeah, right. Have you got any mistakes?
Oh, plenty.
On your body, would you say?
Plenty. Probably quite similar to what that young guy on YouTube has. But I think the good thing is they're a mistake for a little bit, but then they're also a really kind of funny story that you have. You know, they make a really good pub piece.
Yeah.
Which I believe is the tattoo term for it.
Right. Okay. So you could say that it's sort of in a way actually positively contributing to your life, right?
That is true. Very jail core, I believe, is the aesthetic.
Well, let's say I'm coming into your tattoo shop.
Yep.
I've got nothing on me. I really don't know anything about tattoos, but I want to get something. What if I said, you know, I'm going through, I just came through a tough time. I came through a breakup.
Wow.
Do you have any tattoo recommendations for, I'd say, would you have any, clearly do not get this tattoo because you've been in the breakup? And well, maybe an alternative that you could express that emotion with?
Well, there's a few things to consider. So one of them immediately, because you don't have any tattoos, would be the placement of the tattoo.
Mm.
So we're not going to put them on your hands. We're not going to put them on your neck.
Which is you showing me your knuckles that have tattoos on them.
That is true. So I'm definitely not going to put them on your face.
Right.
Because you don't know if you like having tattoos yet. So you're kind of going to want them somewhere a bit discreet.
Yeah.
Probably not even on your forearm. So,
right.
And I mean, it depends on you. You might be kind of adamant, but a lot of tattooists might talk you out of something too crazy on your first one.
Right. Okay. So the placement, yeah, because you don't know. Like you say, that's probably a good thing. You're not knowing what's going to happen when you become a tattooed person. Does anyone's like persona change? You notice like they walk out of the room
tattitude.
Feeling like tattitude.
Tattitude. It's a real phenomenon. Has a name. Yeah. When people start getting heavily tattooed, they go through a little phase where they're the best.
What does that look like in the street? Is it a swagger?
Deep arrogance.
Really?
Deep arrogance. It's you always see if a guy's recently got his hands done or something, you know, on his Instagram, he always manages to find his hands, a way to put his hands into the photo. You know, that type of vibe.
Yeah, right. So what do you do if I go to you, hey man, like I want to get the Southern Cross on my forehead, and I have a few tattoos, and I'm confident that I won't be working an office job. You know, I feel like I'm going to make myself a self-made person. Let's say I'm like not a kid. Like, let's say I'm like, you know, 25, right? What would you do? Do you say yes?
I think most tattooists, or most responsible tattooists, would immediately say no.
Really? Why?
Well, there's a few reasons. So, firstly, though, if you're doing a face tattoo, you probably want to have a good relationship with the artist. You probably want to already have a few tattoos from that person, and right. They would be your tattoo artist who, you know, christens your face with ink.
Yeah.
Ruins your life forever. And secondly, it can even, for some tattooists who are a bit more traditional, it can even be a test. You know, how badly do you want this face tattoo? It's going to be there for quite some time.
Do you recommend that whole thing of like waiting like a year with your idea kind of thing? Because some people, you know,
on your face, yes, I think.
Yeah.
I think I wanted a face tattoo very, very badly around 22, 23.
Oh, what and would you have gotten?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted a million different things.
just on the face.
That was more it.
Didn't matter what it was.
No,
it was
really
location.
Didn't. Yeah, I just wanted to look tough. Yeah, and yeah, I'd sit there. Yeah, if I had a spare couple of minutes, I'd, you know,
ink it up on
the
pen.
Yeah, exactly. Draw it on my face, look in the mirror, and I'll be like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Today's the day.
So, man, and that's like so strange in the terms of like, I feel like if I see someone with a face tattoo, I'm automatically a little scared. And you're like this very sweet, lovely, nice guy. Do you think if you did get that, you'd suddenly find you have to work extra hard to convince people, hey, no, I'm a nice guy?
Well, I think it's the, you know, in a state that outlaws guns, the equivalent of having one on your hip, right? You
uh-huh.
know, it's just an immediate, like, I know something you don't. And I think so many young people, it just asserts them and it gives them so much power to say,
I just did it. Like,
I just did it.
There's no going back.
What are you going to do?
Far out. Okay, so let's say, I got to let you go, but let's say, like, we've got, you know, three solid tips. Maybe more, maybe less. I don't want to put it in a calculatable quantitative thing, but I'm a guy, no tattoos, but I kind of want some.
All right, so I'll give you tip one, think deeply about the placement of it.
Yeah.
And don't rush when the tattooist puts the stencil on. You might think, oh, yep, this is good enough, near enough is good enough. Go perfect.
See, that would be a big thing because I, like, if I'm getting a haircut and they do it too short, I'm like, yeah, sweet, like, keep going, it looks fine. Imagine doing that with a tattoo. Like, is that a genuine thing? People who are a little awkward are just like, oh, I don't want to be rude, so, like, yeah.
100%. Oh. I would say more clients than not.
Oh,
and you need to talk them back into it. Say, no, this is your body, you're going to leave here and you're going to have it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
We can take a few more minutes now to get it right.
Nah, man, I've got to get coffee after this. I've got to meet with a friend. Like, let's just do it.
Obviously, research your artist. That's tip two.
How do you know what's a good one?
Instagram,
yeah. So that's a big deal, right? They got to have the good pics.
Completely. And then three, really think before getting a meme tattoo.
Yeah.
Because you see, that's quite popular at the moment. A lot of people are getting memes and or trends or some sort of word that's kind of going around and doing the rounds.
Yeah.
That word starts to look uncool very quickly.
It's kind of like getting a Gangnam Style tattoo or something like that. Imagine how that's aged now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just waiting for the resurgence.
So you don't think, I guess the counter argument to that might be, oh, well, it was a moment in time and I kind of thought it was funny and, you know, I'm not too attached to it. What's your theory on that? Because that seems to be the big thing when people come up against criticism against tattooers. It's like, oh, well, it's just to remind me of like this exact minute.
Oh, well, that's cool. I'm not against that at all. I personally have quite a few tattoos that are like that.
Yeah.
I don't have great impulse control, as we were talking about.
But I guess they're maybe more rooted in something more than just a meme.
Well, I suppose, well, even if you do get a meme, maybe to you it says, hey, remember this, as opposed to Salt Bay.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, sorry to anyone with a Salt Bay tattoo, which definitely exists.
Oh, absolutely exists.
Oh, man. And you know what's crazy? Like, you know, maybe 5 years ago, there was this picture that came out of this girl which had the name Drake tattooed on her forehead. That doesn't actually look that ridiculous now compared to what you do see, right? It actually kind of looks pretty tame.
Completely.
So maybe in the future, we will find tattoos get more extreme. We'll have to just bring you back in to reassess where we're at because obviously the culture's moving at a million miles a minute, right?
Well, hopefully when you do bring me back in, I'll have my face done.
Yeah, finally biting that bullet. Maybe I'll have mine done too. I might just become a new person. We'll see what happens. But hey, Struthless69, always dishing the goods. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Bryce.